things I wanted to ask you about is I'm just really intrigued about your simulator experience, the iRacing experience before you even got into the car. And obviously, maybe you're the once in a generation guy that does it, or maybe you're part of the new wave.
Yeah.
If somebody wanted to start doing driver development, whether it's a manufacturer, would it make sense to start creating like an iRacing league to kind of look at for 8 to 10 year olds or something like that, and then if you win that championship, we'll put you in a bandolero for a race to kind of listen. Is that where this could head, or are you? Your story is such a neat story that how much work.
Yeah, I don't know if it's really a platform to develop drivers. I think it's more of something that if you use it the right way, it's a tool that you can improve your skills, or you can start out and kind of see where you stand. So for me, I had never been in a racing family. I didn't have any connection with it. So iRacing was my chance to really see if I had any ability to drive a car. So I think from that standpoint, it's a great starter for understanding if you do have some ability and seeing if that could translate. But as far as the actual application of taking a guy that wins on there and put him in a real car, it'd be nice to see, but I don't know if everyone would have that translation over. But I think it's a great simulation program, and I think that I certainly use it during the week to try and improve my skills.
But would it be a way for, I guess, a younger person to now so many drivers start racing go-karts at 5 or 6.
Yeah. 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 I don't think starting early, at least for me, wasn't the way that I needed to go about it. I don't think that it really matters when you start racing. It that ability is kind of there or not. It's a lot of it's natural, and then how much you're willing to put into it is the next thing, and that kind of determines how far you get up the ladder. But I think that I don't feel like kids have to start out racing at a really young age unless they just love to do it and they have that opportunity. I didn't have that chance to race really young, and we just didn't know anything about it. So I think that for me it started a lot later.
Well, and when you first got a car, it just was an absolute, how challenging was it to go from the computer and get into the seat of the car?
Yeah. It was really challenging, but it was challenging because I couldn't really relate came naturally and what I had learned from the simulator. Like, I couldn't sit in the real car and say, okay, that I remember I did on the game or in the sim or whatever. I just got in the car and things clicked. And I think that it's hard for me to know whether that was just there naturally or if it was developed on there. So I feel like most of it was just natural. And then from there, I used iRacing as a chance to kind of learn the racecraft and race against guys that, and just to have a good time. I think it's a great way to relate to people that want to get into a race car. I was on there watching other guys like Travis Pastrana and people that were racing in NASCAR, and I wanted to see whether I could stack up. So it was just a great chance for me to learn from that. Yeah. Yeah, the biggest thing was learning the restarts and learning being side by side, like setting up passes, all those things that are really the technical things that you figure out when you're in a race car. All that stuff I could take from the sim and put that into a real car. But like the natural me driving out there on the track by myself, that was just natural. But the racecraft was something that I think did help me get farther ahead quicker in the real car from iRacing. Just being able to race on there and see how I could position myself to be better.
Well, I know you've been competing in NASCAR for a couple of years, but what about your lifestyle? Do you think seems a little bit different as you get ready for a cup? Is it a different coach? Is it travel?
Yeah.
What seems a little different about cup?
Well, it's been very different. I mean, it's been a lot of new things coming at me. It's been exciting. It's been fun to see all the things that you get to do now at the cup level that I didn't get a chance to be a part of. And what I noticed the most is the fan interaction you have. The fans are really observant of what you're doing on the racetrack and how your weekend's going, and they can either they can be really encouraging and kind of know, you know, what the 24 car is up to, whether they were fast in practice or we had a good qualifying effort. So I feel like that part is something unique to the Cup Series, the fan interaction. And then also just my lifestyle is so different. I'm living at the track now, so it's a different lifestyle from in the hotel and kind of traveling to the track every weekend or every morning. But that's been the biggest two things, is the fan interaction and how I'm managing being at the racetrack.
Do you have a coach now? I
do, yeah. I never had a coach before, and that's something that's totally different for me, but it's very convenient. So I love being around the track, and I love being at the racetrack at night and seeing the lights and just seeing some of the fans. I mean, seeing how they're taking in the weekend and how everybody files in over the week. So that's been pretty cool for me to see.
Is that part of the deal that you were talking about? Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely does. I think that Jeff Gordon and Jimmy really helped me in the early stages of this year to help me understand what I was going to face as far as challenges, as logistics on the weekend, and also what I was going to face from a team standpoint. And it's easy to look at that stuff and say, okay, you know, I'm going to know how to manage that right away. But it takes a little bit of time to know how to manage all those things at the racetrack and make sure you're getting the best out of yourself. So Jimmy, you know, is a 7-time champ, and it's been great to learn from him just in this short period of time on how he manages his whole weekend and also stays in great physical condition. So I'm trying to learn those things on the fly. Yeah. It is definitely different. I grew up going to races and watching him win races and go to the Daytona 500 and hear his name introduced and hear all those cheers. So that was definitely a special thing as a kid to see that, see all the fan interaction. And you see some of the same things with Chase, with his heritage and everything. It's really cool to see the fan interaction. I was actually up on the spotter stand for the Clash, and to see him kind of take the lead and things like that, and to see how excited the fans were, it's pretty cool. So hopefully I can build on that as a younger guy, and hopefully some of the 24 fans can take part in what we're doing and be encouraged by it. I guess so. It feels like that. It feels like, you know, when I was young watching him, he was in like the beginning of his career trying to make a name for himself, and there was so much around him. So I definitely felt like he was going to be around for a long time, and it's just a weird feeling now being kind of at the end of his career and now coming into the sport, and I never imagined I'd be in the sport, period. So I think it's all really a dream come true for me, and it's kind of ironic that I'm coming in right after that. Yeah. Yeah, that part's been different. I always just kind of go to eat around the racetrack, and I went out to eat last night down the corner near the racetrack, and I got stopped by 4 or 5 people in the restaurant, and it was just so different knowing that people were knowing what we're doing. I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting just to be able to go have dinner and not worry about it. So that's definitely a cool feeling, and it makes you realize how many people are paying attention to what we're doing.
Where'd you go, by the way?
Yeah, I just went down the street to Outback, so that was it was cool to see the fan interaction and also hear some of the stories. There's one guy, for example, was sitting next to me and at the bar, and he had been coming there for like 12 years with his dad, and they were coming to Daytona every year, so that was pretty cool. I think it's something we can build on. I feel like to have the fan support already that we do because of those drivers before us at Hendrick Motorsports is something that we can really build on as young guys. And it's a golden opportunity to go out there and show what we can do. We have great race cars and great fan support behind us. So I think we've already kind of we're already way ahead of what most rookies have to go through. So I feel like that's an advantage for me, and I feel like the fans will hopefully be eager to see what we can do on the racetrack and eager to see what that 24 is like on there, out there. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely time to know what you can do and sort through some of the rookie challenges. But I felt like, for example, we were out in Vegas doing the test, and the first couple runs were me trying to get acclimated to the car. And by the third or fourth run, we were really where we needed to be. So I think that the bond that I have between Darian and I, my crew chief, is going to be the strongest thing that I can lean on. And as we continue to progress through the 500 and into the season, we're going to be able to hopefully do just like we did at the Vegas test and use those first couple races to feel the temperature. And hopefully by the third or fourth race, we can start to click on all cylinders. You know, I have no idea. I think that it's kind of up for grabs. There's a lot of young guys in the sport. There's also a lot of veterans that have been around for a long time, like Jimmy Johnson, who's won a tremendous amount of races. So I think that my goal is just to be myself. My goal is to go out there and hopefully gather some fans based on our results and what we can do on the racetrack. And hopefully those fans can be excited about how we're approaching each weekend. So I'm just looking forward to being in that race car. Yeah. You know, I don't think so. I think I really want to go out there and show what we can do as a team, but I think that comes more from my competitive instinct and my drive that I have to win, and not from the outside perspective. So I would say that if I didn't start reaching my goals in the first year, I'd be a little bit frustrated, and I would I'd work to be better. But I don't look at a certain time period of when people are going to start looking at what I'm doing. I think it'll come from within and within our team. And if we can start reaching those goals quicker throughout the first year, then we're going to be ahead of schedule. Yeah, I think specifically for me, we obviously want to win. We want to first run in the top 10. I think that if you can start to build on top 10s, a lot of people say top 10s lead to top 5s, which lead to wins. But that is really true with our team. We're a young team. There's a lot of us that are going through this stuff for the first time, and especially me. So I think that if I can build on some top 10s and develop that into some better results, we can ultimately start leading races. Yeah. What was it like to have a guy in this race who's 46 years older than you are? That's definitely different. You know, I'm definitely the younger guy of the Cup Series, but I look at it as the same. When I'm in the race car, I'm the same age as everyone. Nobody has an age on their car performance. So for me, I'm just going to go out there and race like a 20-year-old and race like young like I am and just do what I know how to do. Yeah. Not at all. I think Hendrick Motorsports does a great job with our physical fitness. We have a physical fitness program that we're on the last 2 years that has helped me a lot at the racetrack, just feel better about myself in the race car. So I think that if I can continue to feel better in the race car, that's going to be the best thing for my health long term. So I'm not looking towards that. I'm more looking towards what I'm doing in the car and how I can be better performing. Yeah, I've talked to Jeff quite a bit. I've leaned on him. I also lean on Max Pappas. He's really my personal coach, personal advisor that I have to help me through situations. So I feel like I have quite a few people around my corner, I guess, to help me through each situation. And a lot of it's just learning for myself, learning what these things will be like firsthand and figuring out how I can deal with those. So I need to go through things myself and figure out what I can learn from it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think each series is a new challenge, and it gets exponentially harder as you go through each series, but you really lean on all the information that you have from growing up in racing, whether that's legend cars or running in the late models or the Xfinity series most recently with the championship there. So I think that I lean on all those experiences, especially last year racing at Homestead with the Final Four guys. That's going to be almost what it's like every week in the Cup Series. So I need to know that and go in prepared for that.
Has Jeff said anything about how the car looks? Because it's almost taken a page from his history books in terms of the names, the Exalta, the 24.
I know he's been really supportive of it, and he's, I think, excited as much as I am to see it on the racetrack. Those flames on the car look really, really awesome, and it's great to have Exalta support, to see them be in the sport for this long and be with a guy like myself. It makes me proud to carry their colors and hopefully get them to victory lane.
I forgot to ask you this.
Yeah.
A couple days ago, what are you majoring in?
Yeah, I'm majoring in business communications. So I'm in my sophomore year right now, so I'm enjoying that a lot. And my classes give me a chance to really get away from the lifestyle at the track during the week. It gives me a chance to refresh, and it keeps my mind going. So I really enjoy it. Honestly, I don't know. I think that right now I'm so focused on driving, and hopefully for the next however long I can keep driving, I'll do that. So it'll just be a good thing to have hopefully when I'm out of driving and I'm doing something else. But I really want to make sure that race car goes as fast as it can and make sure that I can do everything I need to in the car. I don't think so. I don't think so. Jimmy is, I've never seen somebody evolve as much as he does. He's so in tune with himself and how he needs to improve. And, you know, he doesn't really come across as a veteran. He comes across as somebody who's willing to learn all the time. So it's special to see somebody like that. And I feel like there's really no generational gap there. Yeah, I would say that I'm really focused on what I want to do, and that's racing, and that's trying to succeed in the car. And I feel like that's just my personality. Is just once I get focused on one thing, and that's been racing for really my whole life, that's what I want to do, and that's what I want to succeed in. So I guess my friends know that I'm driven to race and really succeed, so that's the person that I am. Not really. I mean, I think that for me, I'm focusing on it as what I can do in the car and what Williams is going to produce in the car. So I think that for me, I want to work with my team, and we're learning as a group together. Darian always reminds me of that, even though I'm the youngest person in the team. I think that we're going to work together to produce results, and that speed is already there in the cars and in that organization over time. They've had speed and had the ability to win a lot of races, so I'm going to lean on that as much as I can. I guess so. It makes it fun on the weekends to have somebody else to hang out with, but I think that when you get out there, you're all the same age. Nobody's really worried about what, you know, your age is or how you're going to, you know, race because of that. I think that I could race just like a veteran if I'm out there. So I have the chance to go out there and kind of develop my own style and way of going about things.
If the gate guard stopped you and said, you know, check your ID, make sure you...
A couple times. Yeah, we're actually headed in here this morning, and I had a fire suit on and everything, and they must have thought it was a Halloween costume or something because they had to ask for my card. But I always get that a lot.
Wait until you see the yellow.
That's what I was going to say. Indianapolis will be a whole
thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.